This is the Ray Devotion for Tuesday, August 21st, 2012. Good morning. This is Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining me in this short morning devotion as part of the Good Neighbor Hour. This week, I want to talk about first things first, how it is that you and I might discover the most important things of our lives, the key vital things, those things that give us life and fulfillment and hope, and how it is that we might make sure that they happen, how it is that we might make sure that they have a place in our days, in our lives, find out how it is that we can prioritize them in our lives. Yesterday, I told a story, described a visual that you can go on and watch on the internet, type in big rocks first, and you'll find some different videos and so forth about it. But the point of this understanding is that for you and I to get the most important things in our lives, for them to be in our lives, we have to be intentional of putting them into our days, into our weeks first. The reason that is that so often, very quickly, our days start getting filled up with lots of different phone calls or emails or other things that are happening, persons that come and drop in our lives, all the different things that maybe are important to someone but don't align with our big rocks, our most important things in our lives, those will fill our days. Stephen Covey is an individual who has written a book, First Things First. He is a person who does a lot with trying to help families and individuals be the most effective that they can be. And he says that one of the things that we find in our lives is that we are addicted to urgency. We are addicted to the requests and demands in our lives. We're addicted to being in a state of being that demands that we are urgent and high anxiety. We bring about a lot of adrenaline into our bodies. We feel like we're accomplishing something. We're going around busy in many different ways. Maybe in some sense, that's why we procrastinate. We procrastinate on big, important projects so that it gets closer, so that we get that sense of urgency within us, and then we are able to act. But his argument is that we sometimes let all the urgent things of our lives and our days overwhelm us and keep us from doing what's most important. Maybe a phone call comes or you get an email of some sort and you follow up and you respond to those different situations and requests, and all of a sudden an hour has gone by or your morning has gone by, and the most important thing you were supposed to do that day, that is life-giving for you, that is one of your big rocks, your first things, doesn't fit. So we have to figure out how to say yes to those most important things and to plan them. As families are getting back into school and as the fall season is approaching us, what are your most important things? What is it that God wants to instill in you? Maybe it means you have to stop and to think through what are those most important things and how might you be effective at making sure they happen in your day, in your life. I invite you to be open this day to how God wants to use you to make a difference in the world around you by putting first those most important things, to prioritize what is vital. Let us pray. God, help us to know that we sometimes get off track, that we get lured into what seems to be urgent, and then we fail to do what is most important. Help us to put those most important things into our days first. You, family, community, church, other things, whatever it might be, components of our job. Help us to be intentional this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I wish you a blessed day, grace and peace to you from Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church.